be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Three financial tips for 2021. What do you need to be aware of? I've had a lot of people ask me, Jim, the market is at all-time, near all-time highs. It certainly pulled back some this past week. Should I sell? What should I be doing with my investments? So tip number one is measure and assess your risk tolerance. And that's critically important. You need to understand the risk in your portfolio. Many of you may not have rebalanced your investments for quite some time. You know, how long has it been since you really did that? Plus, with the surge in stock, you know, funds and the stock market over the last several years, you've also been aging. So if you're not already retired, you're closer to retirement, and preserving the early years of income become more critically important when you're approaching retirement and entering into retirement. So if you haven't looked at rebalancing and measuring the risk in your portfolio in a while, you may find that you are way too aggressive. Now, at the same point, we don't know what markets are going to do in the short term. We know that in the long term, we're going to have bull markets and we're going to have bear markets. In the long term, the stock market is a good place to invest if we take an appropriate amount of risk. But trying to time when the bull market will happen and when the bear market will happen is really folly, in my opinion. I mean, it's just not going to be successful long term. But measure the risk in your portfolio so you know if we had or when we have the next bear market, whether it's this year or next year or in 3 or 4 years, how would you expect your investments to perform? Believe it or not, measuring past risk in a portfolio, measuring the historic data in your current portfolio, can actually be a pretty good predictor of future risk. So you can have a pretty good understanding. I mean, we can't predict the future, but we can have a pretty good idea for how a portfolio is likely to behave in both a boom and a bust. So measure that risk and make sure it's appropriate for you. Now, number two is secure your cash needs for the next 5 years minimum. Now, if you're close to retirement or retired, then that would mean income planning. You know, securing your income. Your monies that you need in the next 5 years, for you younger folks, it might be an emergency fund. It might be saving up money to buy a house. It could be any of these things. But you should not have that money in the stock market. You know, if you ask me, Jim, where's the stock market going to be in 2 years? I mean, I don't know. Nobody does. You know, the shorter term the forecast, the more it's a guess. If somebody says the markets are going to crash in the next 90 days, all right, that's such a short-term forecast. That's a guess. That to me says more about the person making that prediction than it does the prediction itself. So, you know, if you need money next year or in 2 years, you know, you're going to buy a car or a house or you're going to retire and you need income, you know, monies you need in the next 5 years should not be invested in the stock market, frankly. So then if your market investments are invested now for a longer term view, you don't need that money for income in the next 5 years minimum. And it would be ideal to be covered for the next 7 or 8 years. But then you're not as worried about when is the next bear market. Because there are going to be bear markets, but there's also going to be bull markets. You know, I just saw a flash across my feed this morning from Warren Buffett. He's bullish on the U.S. Now, he could be wrong. Warren Buffett's not always right. Very smart man, a lot smarter than I am. But, you know, when it comes to predicting the future, nobody's always right. But he could be right, too. And if the market does surge and you're worried about the stock market and you're trying to time that, you could really miss out. Okay? And then my third tip is invest your money. Let me phrase that another way. Develop your financial plan to achieve specific outcomes. we don't invest just to make money. I mean, we all want to make money, but we want to, you know, there are risks to investing. There are risks to being successful financially. So you want to invest for specific outcomes, and that becomes more and more important when you get closer to retirement and retired, because you're investing to achieve something specific. For you younger folks, if you're investing for college, to pay for college for kids, that's something specific. And as you get closer to your kids going to college, you've got to be diligent about how you handle the investments, because they're becoming more and more short-term oriented, and you don't want to be as a riverboat gambler. So we really want to develop a financial plan with specific goals in mind, and then we want to develop that plan around achieving those goals. What financial plan gives you the greatest likelihood of achieving your goals?